guys, thank you so much for joining us this week on the continuation of our discussion on leakages. Because our conversation last week was so long and so lengthy, we were not able to bring you the entire solutions that we were talking about. So today we are picking up right from where we left off, so that we will be able to, at the very least, list some of the solutions to leakages in our lives, and also be able to touch base on some of the things we can do to prevent leakages in our lives. So we will hand it over to Sister Candace, and then she'll carry us right from there, so we will be able to get going. Thank you so much, and I'm hoping you are ready. You have your pen and your paper as we wrap up on this humongous and life-changing conversation titled Leakages.
Hello, everyone. It's another week of Hour of Healing. I hope you're excited for today's episode, because I am. And this week, the continuation is literally going to be about the solutions of leakages. So I want to get into the solutions or preventions. What can we do to prevent all these consequences? Being rejected, having this low self-esteem and this anxiety and all these kind of things. How can we prevent that? Especially in the case where we can control some of these situations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and Sister Candace, that is so true, because in part two of our discussion, we talked about the fact that some of the causes of these leakages are actually outside of us, right? Mm-hmm. That you don't choose the type of family that you are born into, or you don't choose your parents. Mm-hmm. And so if you have parents who have a lot of leakages to the point that the bottom of the barrel is almost falling out just because of leakages, how do you prevent these leakages from affecting your life? Yeah. And the interesting thing in life is that not always are we given the luxury to choose what others do, the actions of others. But the beauty with life, Sister Candace, is that we always have the ability to choose the effects of the actions of others on our lives. And so I want our audience to keep that in mind, because as we talk through these things, these are some of the mysteries that we will be unlocking as we talk about ways to prevent leakages, right? And so know that no matter what it is, no matter the cards that you are dealt in life, you have the ability to choose the effects of those actions that others or the environment made. And so the first way that I want to talk about preventing leakages is meaningful relationships. And I believe I mentioned this briefly in part two when we were talking about the causes of leakages. Meaningful relationships. Sister Candace, I will employ our audience to go back to season two. I believe we talked about obtaining relationships for success. It was almost a 3-month long discussion on relationships. We talked about the fact that relationships are currencies in life, that there are things that buy money in this life, that you can have money that you'll be able to use to buy, let's say, a car. But a relationship will not only get you a car, it will get you a driver, a garage, and a house. It will get you the car and a place to park the car and someone to drive the car for you. That's the power of relationships. Relationships, as Sister Candace, I think I said that they are more powerful than money, because it's money, it can be a byproduct of relationships. When you have the right relationships in place, Sister Candace, they can condense 10 years of work and give it to you in less than a month.
That's powerful.
And this is a truism in life. There are people who have met others in life who have become a solution to age-long burdens and problems in their families.
That's
Not because of anything, but because of this virtue or this mystery of relationships. And so relationships, my dear audience, I want you to understand are currencies. I will not be able to go through all the things that relationships stand for. But we also talk about the fact that relationships are channels that it can connect you to your helpers in life. And if you lack helpers in life, then go and read about the story of the man who spent time, I believe it's John chapter number 6. He spent 38 years at the side of a pool. His knowledge did not fail him, but he lacked relationships. A helper or a channel to take him from where he laid to the pool where he will get his healing. He knew that he could get his healing. For 38 years, he had that knowledge, but he still couldn't get healing until Jesus came to him. Wow. So don't underestimate the power of relationships in your life. We also talk about relationships as resources, because relationships will give you the things you need to be able to succeed in life. There are things that you will learn from a mentor that will save you 5 years of trial and error. And all these, Sister Candace, are ways that relationships prevent leakages. When you lack relationships in life, when you lack relationship with God, you leak in the spiritual aspect. When you lack relationship with yourself, you leak in the area of identity. You deal with the consequences of identity crisis. When you lack relationship with others, you deal with the consequences of lack of resources and lack of support. You deal with the consequences of having to strive to do or to acquire things by your own. And Sister Candace, I kid you not, this is a bitter truth, but it ought to be said. If you are going to pay for everything you will ever need in this life, you will never succeed. Because there are things that you will need in your life that 100 years of you working cannot pay for.
That's true.
And so you need relationships. Should I remind our Christian viewers about Abraham and Lot? When God promised Abraham, Lot was never mentioned. In fact, when Abraham was called, Lot was never mentioned. Not once in my Bible have I read that God spoke to Abraham with Lot being present. But the fact that Lot went with his uncle Abraham, the Bible says in the book of Genesis, at a point, it says that Abraham was very wealthy in cattle, in resources, in men, in slaves, and Lot, his nephew, who had just followed him, because he followed, was also rich in cattle, in gold, in silver, in slaves. Are all because of relationships. So I will say that one of the greatest way you deal with leakages and prevent leakages is with relationships. Because after all, Sister Candace, there are things that are leakages in our lives that we will never know until somebody points it out to us. And if you don't have the right relationships, how would you know that it's a leakage?
True.
Many of the things that we leak in life can be addressed by relationships. So relationships are very powerful. Relationships are very key. When you go back to listen to those series of conversations, we talk about how we maintain relationships. We talk about the fact that you have to contribute gratitude if you don't have substance to contribute to the relationship. Because there are people, Sister Candace, who are parasites in life. They will suck you dry. But every relationship thrives on mutual gain. And so if you don't have anything to contribute to any relationship, we talk about gratitude. If someone is paying your school fees, we talked about the fact that take some of that money, buy something and present it back to that person and said, you know, I don't have, but I truly want you to know that I appreciate what you're doing for me. What about something that won't cost you any money, like honor and respect? Honoring people is a way of contributing to relationships. So if you don't have anything to give to the billionaire who is sponsoring your education and sponsoring your life, contribute Anna, their legacy by studying the right way, disciplining yourself in school. One of the sad things is when I hear stories about people, Sister Candace, who have co-signed loans for students, and the students went to school and did not do what they needed to do, and now they don't have the job, the employment, to be able to pay for those loans. So the co-signers are on the hook. You did not honor them. Why? Because when they co-signed your loan, they put a trust in you. The trust they put in you was that I am taking this burden away from you for you to be able to excel or focus on excelling in school. So relationships, Sister Candace, are powerful. Yeah. And we talk about the types of relationships and all that, which we cannot get through today.
It's interesting how you say relationship can... people can point out certain things that you are leaking out of you. And I just wanted to add that one of the things that I've also learned is that sometimes, even in relationships, the person may not necessarily have to point certain things out. Just by your association with them.
Correct.
With people you
yes.
are leaking.
Yes.
Like, that's things true. Start coming out. You realize, oh, I didn't know I have temper. You
yes.
know?
Because, yes. That's very true.
I didn't know. I lack understanding. Like, the more you relate with different types of people, it gives you a better understanding of where you are leaking.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can
that
start.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. Yeah, and Sister Candace, I will rush through a few points that I have listed here on the solution aspect. We are going to run through a few other ways we can prevent leakages, or we can deal with the problems of leakages that exist in our lives. And the second way I will talk about is patience. You know, patience is said to be a virtue in life. And I don't know if our audience drive on the highway much, but there is something that I observed if you drive on the highway or the freeway a lot of times, that sometimes for you to be able to get into the speed lane or for you to be able to go as fast as you want to go on the freeway, you will have to wait for a car to pass by so that you can switch lanes. If you don't have the patience to allow the car in your left lane to pass you by, and you try to cut across them, if there is not enough gap, you will have an accident. Because in patience, once the car is able to pass by, Sister Candace, you are able to now have the liberty to switch whether three lanes, two lanes, or whatever lanes you want to switch to get to the speed lane and go as fast as you want. I say that to say that in patience, you are able to conserve energy and know when to exert them. There are people who the lack of patience in their lives have made them very angry people. And anger is a leak. And so for you to be able to deal with this, you need to have patience in life. There are people who have no patience for others growing, that they want everybody to be at a level 10 right from the womb. But it will never happen. And so having patience will save you the trouble of leaking anger, because your impatience is what others are interpreting as you being unfriendly. And so people are not relating to you, not because they think you are a bad person, but they think you are unfriendly. But you know yourself and you know you are very friendly. So why are they thinking that? Well, my dear audience, this is your mystery. Your mystery is that your impatience is perceived by them as being unfriendly. So have some patience in life. Having patience is very helpful. The other way you deal with leakages, Sister Candace, is hate poverty. And I want our audience to write this down. Hate poverty and hate mediocrity. If you don't hate poverty, you will compromise where you don't have to compromise. If you don't hate poverty, you will beg when you are supposed to be served. Poverty is a disease. I am not trying to throw shades at anyone dealing with lack in their lives. We have already defined on this platform on several occasions, your lack is not poverty. Lack means you need something that you don't have now, and we all lack something in life. But poverty is that you have lack and you are dealing with the consequences of that lack. Hate poverty, my dear audience. Don't make any room for it. Do everything you can, as much and as far as it depends on you, in the wisdom of God and with all integrity, to avoid and to fight poverty in your life. Sister Candace, some people are poor in the area of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And they will not do anything about it. They have a very I don't care attitude about that poverty in their life. And my dear audience, this is important because it will get to a stage in your life that your level that you are in the current moment or at your current state will not be able to sustain you. You will need higher levels of whether income or influence or resources, and the only thing that will give you that avenue to be able to have those resources or income is the absence of poverty in your life. Yeah. So hate poverty. Yeah. Write it down, memorize it, pray about it, embed it in your heart. Breakfast that God, means. I refuse to be poor because Jesus has already become poor for me so that I will not be poor but will be rich. The other thing that Sister Candace, I want to talk about, I just want to pivot so we can go. But the other thing I want to talk about, or the other way we fight leakages, is through forgiveness and tolerance. Forgiveness and tolerance. We live in a very unforgiving era that people don't have forgiveness one bit. It's an eye for an eye. You. It's really not even an eye for an eye. It's an eye for an eye and a nose, or an eye and an ear. That you do once. You do one thing, Sister Candace, to someone, and they will end up doing three things to. We are very unforgiving. But the reason why most of us are where we are today in life is because others had the grace to forgive us. If people did not forgive us, I don't care where you are in life, you will not be there. Because in your attempt, in your quest to rise to the level that you are today, my dear audience, you did step on some toes. Yeah. Don't kid yourself. Don't lie to yourself that you did everything by the book. No. Even in doing everything by the book, you still stepped on somebody's toe. But they were graceful enough to forgive you. And that's why you were able to ascend the ladder of success that you have now been able to scale in your life. So let that same grace rest in you. Be forgiving of others when they wrong you. When people do things, make room, be tolerant, make room for the ignorance of men. Because not everybody is wicked. Some people truly are ignorant about the mistakes that they make. And if you don't have any tolerance, you are going to live a very frustrated life, a very bitter life. And in the long run, you will probably end up living a very, very lonely life, which will not be ideal. So I will plead with our audience to have forgiveness and tolerance, because this is also a way that we heal or we are able to deal with leakages. I know there's a lot that we can say about forgiveness and tolerance, Sister Candace, but I want to jump and probably list about two more. And one of the things that I want to list is discipline. Discipline solves a lot of issues or problems of leakages. Fight complacency. And the only way you are able to fight complacency in life is through discipline. If you don't discipline yourself, you will settle with the little that you have achieved. And that will become your detriment in life. Indiscipline is a leakage. And you, the only way you deal with this is discipline. Tied in with discipline, Sister Candace, is obedience and flexibility. Sometimes people think that when you are disciplined, it means you are rigid. No, disciplined people are actually some of the most flexible people because they make room to accommodate others in their, in themselves. In disciplining yourself, you realize that, no, my child has the tendency of doing something that is not right. I like the man Job in the Bible. The Bible says that from time to time, this man called Job, though he was very rich and was walking perfectly with God, he was sacrificed for the possible sins of his children. The Bible puts it this way, that he was sacrificed an atonement for his children in case they had wronged God. That is discipline. That you make room to accommodate the inefficiencies of others. You make room to be flexible. You make room to obey. Obedience is a discipline. Sister Candace, I can talk about discipline all night because
I think we have a narrow mindset about discipline. So what you're saying is it might be new to some people because from the angle that I know what discipline is, it's like
you are very strict and rigid.
Right. This is what I want to do, and this is it. So if anything else come into play, no, this is what I want to do. Like, I don't have time for people. I don't have time. Like, I'm disciplined, right?
Yeah, but you know, the fluidity with which we do things, because the fact that you are not going to do them doesn't mean you don't acknowledge them. And that is what sometimes I think brings about the misconception about discipline. Every disciplined parent knows the things that their children are doing that are causing them to go off rails. And that's why they are able to keep them in line. If you don't know what stepping outside the boundary is, how do you keep them in line? And so in discipline, there is a fluidity. There is a flexibility. The flexibility is, I know that you have the tendency as my child to stay up late, but I will not let you do that because discipline makes me know that you can adjust yourself to sleep on time, no matter how many things you have to do. And so discipline, in my opinion, actually does have a lot of flexibility in it. And of course, in discipline, there is that obedience component. I think mostly the reason why we think discipline is strictness is really because of the obedience part, because we have to obey things that we don't want to obey in discipline. And sometimes that comes off as a strict, that comes off as too stern. So discipline is one of the ways that we deal with leakages. And finally, Sister Candace, one of the last ways that I want to share with our audience, the ways we deal with leakages or we solve the problem of leakages in our life, I have actually alluded to this a little bit earlier, and that is submitting to godly counsel. Submitting to godly counsel. I will again remind our audience that in the multitude of counselors, there is safety, according to the book of Proverbs. That you look at the life of two young men and you will see the clear distinction that having godly counsel will do for one and the lack thereof in the other. You cannot substitute godly counsel with anything in life, not with education, not with friends, not with self-will, not with discipline. Godly counsel is very, very key, because at the end of the day, how do you even know that you are interpreting that message that you believe you heard in your prayer room right? Godly counsel is what will help you to be able to discern some of these things.
That's very powerful. Wow. Viewers, I don't know where to start, where to finish, but this is the consequence, solution, prevention. We've said it all. From the first series 3 weeks ago, last week, this week, this should be enough. And I think we've done many topics, but these are one of the things I feel like we overlook, right? Mm. We've talked about a lot of thought-provoking topics. They're all profound. But I feel like if you can master this, you will be okay in life, to be honest with you. In spite of a lot of things we've talked about, you will be okay. You will be okay. And we're going to wrap it up because I think our time is so it's so far spent today. We did not anticipate this, but, you know, like Dr. Joe always says, we don't want to shortchange you guys. So we try our best to give whatever we have to give. So, and thank him too for always allowing himself or God to use him to bless you, to bless me, and I guess himself too sometimes.
Absolutely, myself.
Yeah, so this marks the end of Leakages, the series of Leakages. It's been a long time coming. It's been a life changing, I'm telling you. I've been recording, taking notes, multitasking all over. But I will hand it back to Dr. Joe as he ends us for the session.
Yes, Sister Candace, thank you so much for hosting us today. And dear audience, we know we stretched you, but you are listening to this, and I'm pretty sure you realize the magnitude of this topic. And as Sister Candace was saying, we have talked about some of the nuances of these things in previous conversations. And as God gives us grace, we will continue to talk about other aspects of these things. Because, dear audience, I kid you not, from the day that I received this message on Leakages, it has had profound impact on my own life, that I keep looking at my life and trying to identify these areas of leakages. I believe it's in the Songs of Solomon, chapter number 2, verse 15, that says that catch for me the little foxes, for they destroy the vineyard. And dear audience, the little foxes are the leakages. These leakages are not massive holes. They are not sometimes even visible to you, but they still destroy your destiny. And so I want to end on this note, that the Bible says that there is this treasure in earthen vessels, that the full power of the excellency of God may be known. And I believe that this is very profound, because in earthen vessels, in humanity, are the things that are to help heal or seal our own leakages, and also to seal the leakages of others. If you ignore men in life, you will spend your time and your life struggling to find even the simplest of things doable. As far as destiny manifestation is concerned, Sister Candace, I want to tell our audience, never underestimate the power of men. Really? We thank you so much for taking this time to go on this journey with us, as the Lord has been taking us on this journey ourselves. We are so grateful to you, and we pray that God blesses you and help you make these principles a part of your life. Because at the end of the day, when you succeed, when I succeed, that is when God gets the glory. We will see you same time next week as we begin another life-changing and thought-provoking conversations. This has been Hour of Healing. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.